The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Roland Glynn, says he sees no evidence of people being hesitant in taking up the COVID booster jab. As the rollout of the booster jab continues, there are reports of a slow take-up because of the continuing high levels of COVID in Ireland. Addressing a conference at IT Sligo on Friday last, Dr. Glynn said he was not convinced there was such hesitancy, and he said the effects of the booster jab were remarkable in protecting the most vulnerable.
I think the first part of that is I'd like to see the definitive data that assures me that there is that level of hesitancy. I know, for example, that with healthcare workers, many would have had multiple different opportunities to get the booster. And so I think in the early weeks of this, there may have been appointments that weren't being fulfilled because people couldn't easily cancel second or third appointments that they were being given. I'm not convinced at this point that we will see significant hesitancy when it comes to boosting. And maybe that's a challenge for us in the weeks ahead. There's no doubt that our own data and international data is demonstrating that boosters have a remarkable impact, and that they have a remarkable impact very quickly in protecting those who are most vulnerable. So we'll see. I mean, I suppose what I'm doing really is I'm questioning the premise of the question. I'm not convinced at this point. I know it's been said that there's been some hesitancy, but I'd like to monitor that in the weeks ahead, particularly given, I think, that in the last week or two, there's been an acknowledgement or a realization by society that this isn't over. And that we are in a dangerous place in the weeks ahead. So I hope as well that will stimulate many people to come forward for boosters. I think it's not unreasonable to assume that at least those who are most vulnerable will require a yearly a booster. But at this point, I think we need to focus on getting the booster out to everyone as quickly as possible, and then seeing where that brings us in terms of duration of immunity in the months ahead.
Well, Dr. Glynn went on to highlight the COVID situation in Ireland as of now. After he addressed that conference in Sligo, he was due to attend a meeting to discuss the impact of the new South African variant of the virus, Omicron. And as you heard on our news, government and senior public health officials will meet today to discuss the threat posed by the new variant. Dr. Glynn conceded that the current numbers in Ireland are not good.
Unfortunately, we're not in a good place. We're reporting about 4,500 cases a day on average over the past week. The one bright spot, I suppose, is that the number of patients in hospital has dropped from almost 650 just a few days ago down to 571. And we've seen a decrease as well in the number of people in ICU. But I would caution that can change again very quickly. And I would caution against anyone taking too much hope from that at this point. As you can see here on this slide, the last 3 weeks have been three of the top five weeks in terms of total weekly cases since the commencement of the pandemic. And we can see a real takeoff in cases there from the end of October, the first week of November. Every county in the country is seeing very, very high levels of this disease, with almost all counties having a 14-day incidence of in excess of 1,000 per 100,000 population. And as I said, unfortunately, that's translated into over 70 admissions per day on average to hospital at the moment. And as we sit here today, I think it's about 118 people in ICU this morning. So we're certainly not out of this. We have very significant challenges ahead in the short term. And I know people will be aware of the news coming out about the new variant, and we'll have to assess that and update people on that in the hours and days ahead. But again, I just want to thank everybody for all you've done over the past 2 years. And again, just to say, to ask people to stick with this and to keep doing all of the basic things that you've been doing to keep yourselves and your family safe.
All right. Okay. Dr. Glynn was then asked about what he felt was his greatest professional challenge in the past 20 months of the pandemic. And he said dealing with daily uncertainty was the hardest thing, and coming to terms with the fact that no one has all the answers in relation to COVID.
We're trained as doctors to get to a point where you finish your professional training and then you're in a specialty and you're seeing the same things more or less day after day. So you go into work each day and you have a fairly high degree of certainty about what you're going to see, how you're going to manage it, and the conditions and challenges that you're going to face. The reality over the past 2 years for us is that almost every day has been characterized by uncertainty. We don't know what's coming next. And it's, I think the challenge for us has been to be decisive whilst acknowledging that uncertainty. And I think the lesson for me, anyway, out of that is that the way you overcome uncertainty is, first of all, to acknowledge that it's there, that you're not the only one that's struggling with it. I think we have a perception in medicine that those that get to the top of medicine and the eminent professor of this or doctor that have all the answers. None of us have all the answers. We're all struggling every day in our professional or personal lives with uncertainties. So we need to acknowledge those uncertainties, to collaborate with people, reach out, ask questions. Don't be afraid to take advice from a wide spectrum of people. And again, I think it's not to be afraid to be humble, and to, if you can accept that others may have the answers and reach out to them, invariably you will come up with a better solution than you would have come up with yourself in the first place.